Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 39. I am your host. My name is Matt. Thanks so much for joining me today. This is the podcast where I discuss everyday tech for everyday people. To start off this week's episode, I am super excited. I've got a lot of fun things to talk about with you today. First of all, I'm going to start by talking about Rogue One, Star Wars Rogue One. And don't worry, I'm not going to give any spoilers here today. I went on opening night to see Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. And I have to say that when I went into the theater, I wasn't expecting much. I wasn't sure what I was going to get out of it. I wasn't sure if I was going to like it. And I was pleasantly surprised at how good of a movie it was. And I was really concerned when Disney took over the Star Wars franchise. I was concerned on whether they would just push movies out for the sake of making money. And now, in my opinion, Disney has made not only just one good Star Wars movie, but two excellent Star Wars movies. And I think for all of you out there who haven't seen Rogue One yet, I would say most Star Wars fans will enjoy this movie. I can't say every Star Wars fan will enjoy the movie. I don't like to speak in absolutes, but I'll tell you what, this movie was pleasantly surprising on how good it was. I learned a lot about the movie from watching it with my brother. I heard that the composer of the music was actually hired in October and had only 4 weeks to compose the score, which I think was incredible. The limited amount of time that they had to put this together, I think it really comes together, and I think it really brings episode 3 and episode 4 together like I had always wanted to happen in the past. There was a few things that I wanted to see in, say, episode 3 when it came out to sort of tie things up, and Rogue One does that for me in more ways than I'm going to get into. So if you haven't seen Rogue One yet, please go out and watch the movie. It is excellent. Hey, so I'm trying to join the cool kids here a little bit, and I'm finding more ways to reach out and find our audience here for the MRP Tech Podcast on Podnuts. And one of the things that I had been thinking about, hadn't been doing yet, was joining Google Plus. I know a lot of podcasters out there are on Google Plus, and just recently I put together my Google Plus page. So if you are on Google Plus, go ahead and check out MRP Tech Reviews on Google Plus. I have a brand page that's out there where I'm going to be posting once in a while on things that I find interesting or latest releases for videos or what have you. And go ahead and check it out. So our first topic today, I have an iOS app pick for those of you out there using iOS. And to get a little backstory to this before we get into the topic, what I want to talk to you about is when I first got my very first smartphone. It was an Android. I think it was a Droid Razr. My very first smartphone, as soon as I got it and got the App Store, the Google Play Store open, one of the first things that I searched for as far as games was Mario. And I knew that Nintendo wouldn't have an app for Mario, that it would be Nintendo only. You know, it's a franchise character. And I wasn't expecting it to find it in the Play Store. But they did have some good alternatives to Mario in something called Leps World, where instead of a Mario character, you're a leprechaun. Very similar to Mario, but it wasn't Mario. And as time went on, there were rumors circulating that a Mario game was in the works and that Nintendo wanted to focus more on mobile. And years went by and Nintendo announces that their first mobile game release would not be Mario. I was really surprised by that. And instead, Nintendo releases Miitomo, their very first mobile platform game. And jumping ahead probably a year since that release, that game really isn't doing well at this point. But last week, I began to see the headlines about Mario's long-awaited release on iOS. And so I waited for the release date and waited and waited and kept checking the App Store to see if Mario was available, knowing that it wasn't going to be a free game, knowing that I was going to have to pay about $10. So sure enough, finally I see that Mario is available, and I download Super Mario Run. It's not available on Android yet, but from what I hear, Nintendo is planning to release an Android version of Super Mario Run. And this is a different Mario game. It's a Mario game that you can play with one hand, and it's an infinite running game. So Mario is going to constantly move forward in the courses, and you have to navigate through these worlds just tapping with your thumb. And Mario behaves differently depending on what you do and the timing of your taps. So I downloaded Super Mario Run, and it was actually a free download at first. And the first thing that pops up is I need to connect to a Nintendo account if I wanted all of my savings and settings to stick with this particular download. If I accidentally delete the app, the only way to get the information back is to connect through Nintendo. I didn't do that just quite yet. So the first thing I'm going to say about Super Mario is that if I were in the Mushroom Kingdom myself, and I worked in the Mushroom Kingdom for Princess Peach, I would fire whoever the head of security is, because every single Mario game is based off of Princess Peach being kidnapped. So maybe they could come up with another story for Mario to go on adventures, but Princess Peach was kidnapped once again, and here we go. Mario set off on adventure to save her. So you have a couple of different things that you can do. You can go on a world tour where you are off on adventure to rescue Princess Peach from Bowser. Now, when you download the game, you can play the first three levels, and then the fourth level, you have a 20-second time limit to play the fourth level before it times out and tells you that you need to spend $10 in order to unlock the rest of the game. And I was under the assumption that when you spent the $10 that you were going to get 24 worlds worth of a game. And I assumed wrong. You actually get 6 worlds with 4 levels in. So you're getting 24 courses. But for $10, I don't want to complain about the price too much, but the courses are very short and very easy to play. So if you are anywhere decent at this game, you can beat it probably within about an hour or so. The second part of the game is what's called the Toad Rally, where you could actually compete against your friends and challenging people from all over the world by collecting coins, and whoever gets the highest score at the end wins, and you can move up the ranks to kind of show off your ability to play Super Mario Run, and gives you sort of bragging rights. And you sort of need something called a rally ticket, which you can acquire this in many different ways through playing the game or purchasing the game itself. And it gives you a different way of playing Mario Run. So there's two different modes of gameplay. And the third thing that you can do in Mario Run is called the Kingdom Builder, where you can build your very own kingdom. And I have not actually tried that function yet, so I won't speak on that. So just giving you an overall feature list here of Super Mario Run. Now, in my opinion, this game looks like Mario. It sounds like Mario, but it doesn't feel like Mario. If you've played Mario a long time, this is much different. Some of the gameplay, tapping, various lengths of tapping on your phone or tablet will make Mario jump higher or lower depending on how long you hold down when you tap. And it's something that I found very difficult to manage. Mario doesn't really quite react the way that you would expect. And playing the game for the first few minutes, the first three levels or so, I was trying to decide whether or not I was going to spend the $10 to unlock the rest of the levels. So I'm talking it over with a few different people, and they were all deciding too whether or not they were going to purchase Mario and whether the $10 was worth it. And the comment that came out was, well, it is Mario. And immediately I started thinking about, that's exactly what Nintendo wants you to think. This is Mario, so people are going to pay the $10 for it. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. Is it worth the $10? I don't think so. I think personally, I would have paid $2 to $3 for the first six levels. $10 is a lot for only six worlds in Mario, which you know probably are going to be making more in the future, and you have to pay more money for. But I'm talking. You're listening to somebody who talks and uses a lot about free software. So I don't spend a whole lot of money on apps. I don't use apps with in-app purchases normally. I don't play a lot of games where you have to purchase additional items. So I'm sort of biased when it comes to that, and I fully admit that. I will say that the game has grown on me, and it is fun to play. It just takes some adjusting if you're used to playing standard Mario. This is a different Mario game, and they've advertised that. So if you like Mario, give it a shot. Download it. It is something that, again, has grown on me over time. It did, however, make me want to go back and try Lep's World again, and I went back and downloaded Lep's World. And even on an iPhone, the classic jumping game that Mario is works for me. And I would have preferred like a standard Mario game with left and right, up, down arrows, and some of the other features that you can do in Mario games themselves. But I'm not Nintendo. I'm not the one making the decisions. And this is a different type of Mario game. So the infinite running games I've never been a fan of, but it's worth a shot. If you want to give it a shot, you can download it for free. You get the first three levels. Then you can decide whether or not you want to spend the $10 to get the rest of the game. If you have played Super Mario Run, tell me what you think. You can send me some feedback. I'd like to hear it. Okay, so next up, what I want to talk about is something that I've been working on this week at home, and that has to do with macOS Sierra. As I've mentioned in the past with my MacBook Pro that I use specifically for production, music production, I've been running Yosemite, and if you're not sure what Yosemite is, it's two versions behind macOS Sierra. I could never upgrade to El Capitan, the next version up, because I was worried about software compatibility. And everything that I read was telling me to stay on Yosemite and not deal with El Capitan because you would only have problems. So looking at macOS Sierra, I really saw some features that I would find useful as an iOS user, as a Mac user, and I sort of really wanted to give it a shot. And I was debating whether I would do an upgrade or I would do a clean install. And due to sort of limited time and different constraints that I had with my schedule, I decided that I was going to just do an upgrade for now. If I needed to do a clean install later, I would do that. So I upgraded to macOS Sierra last week, shortly after my last podcast. And the upgrade took about an hour to complete. Everything seemed to go great at the time. I just sort of clicked a few times and let it do its thing. I did back up my files beforehand just to make sure. I had some very important files that I did not want to have lost. So that's always a word to the wise when you're upgrading. And what I want to talk about now is the results of that upgrade. And over time, over the last week, some of my favorite things that are part of macOS Sierra. So first of all, the upgrade went flawlessly, which absolutely surprised me. In previous upgrades, what I've done with Macs, when I upgraded, certain pieces of software that I had would just stop working altogether. They were not compatible with the modern OS. Now, in this case, I am two OSs behind, upgraded straight to Sierra. Everything worked flawlessly. Part of that has to do, I believe, with changes I've made over the last several years. And I would say 98% of the software that I use is open source software. And every piece of open source software that I was using at the time had updates available for macOS Sierra. The other 2% of the software that I use on my Mac comes pre-installed with the OS. So things like iMovie that I use occasionally, or iTunes. And so I've had zero problems with upgrading. Now, I have waited a few months for things to get worked out. And as I've mentioned before, I think that's a really key thing to do when it comes to major upgrades. So far, everything's working great. If I run into any problems, I will let you know, but I expected far more bumps along the way than I've seen so far. Now, some of my favorite features, I really enjoy having Siri on the Mac desktop. It's a really handy keyboard shortcut. If you're not sure the keyboard shortcut, you hit the command button and the space bar, that activates Siri. Another feature that I love is the copy and paste between iPhone, iPad, and Mac OS. Anything that you copy on your iPhone goes into the clipboard for Mac OS and vice versa. I enjoy anything that you put on your desktop is available in iCloud, so you can access on your mobile devices. That's a great feature. Being able to search for files on your computer with Siri is very useful. And also using Apple Pay on your MacBook Pro desktop or browser, I should say, is something that I find useful as well. All of those things that I have just said are probably my favorite features of Sierra. And I've only been using it for about a week now, so I'm probably going to run into a few more things along the way that I find as useful features, and I will update you with that in a future episode. I still am, however, using as much open source as I possibly can to record this podcast. Now I'm using Ubuntu Studio. I have various other Linux boxes out there that I tend to have more fun using than the Mac itself. But for something that I need that's rock solid in a production environment, my Mac is my go-to box for music production right now at this point. And I have, like I said, no problems whatsoever with macOS Sierra. So what do you think? Have you upgraded to macOS Sierra? Have you tried Super Mario Run? Have you seen Rogue One, the new Star Wars movie? Send me some feedback. You can send me feedback at mrptechreviews@gmail.com. You can also check out previous episodes over at Podnuts. Go to www.podnuts.com and check out all the other great shows on that network as well. There are big things coming within the next couple of weeks, major announcements that I'm going to give to you in next week's episode. Stay tuned for that. I'll leave that as a spoiler I'll leave that as a teaser for next time. Big changes coming, lots of great things happening. That's going to do it for this week's episode of the MRP Tech Podcast. I hope all of you have a safe and happy holiday season. Hope you subscribe to my RSS feed, listen to all my other episodes. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time.